reincarnation is not a process that automatically leads to spiritual ascension. It is not the personality that reincarnates, but the microcosm. We must make a conscious choice while living if we want to escape this continuing process. We'll explain the microcosm here again, as that is the basis for understanding who we really are. We know our physical body and our personality, but do we know that there is a divine principle in our heart, sanctuary, one not connected with our physical body, but located at its heart? And surrounding our physical body is a microcosm, literally small world, that has the same structure as the physical universe around us, the cosmos, the world, and the macrocosm, the universe. We have an electromagnetic signature in our microcosm, which is represented here as the stars on the surface of the sphere. We are affected by the planets in our microcosm, our miniature solar system, just as we are affected by the planets in the universe around us. These interactions and the events in our lives, our experiences, make up the electromagnetic signature of our microcosm. It is called our karma, the record of our actions from previous lives in this microcosm. Karma is the law of choice, the law of love, of universal impartial love. Learning to listen to these lessons from previous experiences of the microcosm produces a healing and liberating effect on the microcosm. Spiritual healing is the balance of the person with the ultimate goal of being on earth, achieving unity with the divine or awakening to a higher vibration, the theme of today's talk. The way we think about the world and the universe around us has changed dramatically since the 1600s, when instruments were invented and used to see both into the distant worlds around us and also into the elements and atoms. Old religious dogmas began to fall apart. In the age of reason, the truth in myths, beliefs, and much ancestral wisdom was all discarded indiscriminately. Judging ideas that were not based on scientific, reproducible, and documentable verification as invalid. Everything else was regarded as some version or variant of the universal myth.
Starting about 100 years ago, astronomers theorized that the universe began by emerging from a single point and constantly mutating and expanding, leading to what we call evolution. This theory is called the Big Bang Theory. And yet, behind everything, there is the universal truth that cannot be hidden or covered up. Now, with quantum physics, there emerges a different, more connected view of the universe and our place in it. As Nikola Tesla famously said, "If you want to know the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration." Now, we are again seeing what ancient philosophies and spiritual teachings recognized long ago. And we realize that what science has recently discovered was already known thousands of years ago. Everything is vibration because everything is energy, and energy is always in motion. We see it in the wisdom of the Egyptian sage Hermes Trismegistus, who said, "People of the earth, born and made of the elements, but with the spirit of the divine one within you, rise from your sleep of ignorance. Be sober and thoughtful. Realize that your home is not on the earth, but in the light. We belong not in the lower frequencies, but in the higher frequencies, in the light. There are many levels of vibration, and these vibrations manifest themselves in many forms, which exist thanks to many complex patterns. When the movements cease, the manifestations return back to unity, the original level, their original level. The creation, the universe, exists as an infinite frequency spectrum. Within this, the various levels of reality differ from each other in vibration frequency or energy density. The unknowable unity is the highest vibrational frequency, an infinitely fast and very subtle energy. Matter has the slowest vibration and is the densest form of energy. A physical object or organism is a conglomerate of many different harmonically tuned vibrations. We usually are aware only of the lowest frequencies of matter, but this does not mean that all those higher frequencies do not exist.
There are several principles concerning vibration. The law of vibration states that there is a constant influence between the different levels of reality. This is called the principle of harmonic resonance. Patterns or structures almost identical to each other tend to cause each other to vibrate in resonance. The second principle is the constant transmutation of energy. Higher vibrations have the ability to transform lower vibrations, while lower vibrations can never change higher vibrations. Because of this one-way law, evolution will eventually make progress in the direction of the higher vibration. This is known as the law of love, because universal light and universal love have the highest frequency. This law explains how the high vibration of the Gnostic light can penetrate and transform the human heart. This most clearly explains how we can be transformed by higher Gnostic vibrations. The third principle of the law of vibration is that a constant stream of subtle life energy flows through everything. As a result, everything is maintained and everything is connected with everything else. This flow is called Ki or Chi or Prana, Tao, divine energy, or spirit. That is what gives living things their life. Jan van Rijkenborg, one of the founders of the Golden Rosicross, has described this. Quote, "The new state of spiritual consciousness is a kind of omnipresence, experiencing and possessing all dimensions within the cosmos, being one with the all manifestation, being everywhere at the same time, and so being nowhere, as in not being." End of quote. From this highest vibration, love and wisdom as information, as light, the entire universe arises from the subtlest, highest frequencies to the densest patterns. Eventually, the physical world appears, stars, planets, and all forms of life. And all of this essentially consists of vibrations. It is our home. Thus, we can see that the essence of everything that exists is light. No life is possible without light. Our bodies, with their lower vibrations, are impregnated by non-physical bodies with higher frequencies. Our thoughts and emotions are thus totally intertwined with our physical bodies. If our soul could vibrate in the highest frequency and thus permeate all our other bodies with it, then it would establish our connection with universal love and universal wisdom. What is this process of transformation that can allow us to awaken to a higher vibrational state, a new state of consciousness and life?
We liken this process to that of the transformation of a caterpillar into a butterfly. This process has been beautifully described by the philosopher Alejandro Jodorowsky, and we quote, "Awakening is not a thing. It is not a goal, not a concept. It is not something to be attained. It is a metamorphosis. If the caterpillar thinks about the butterfly it is to become, saying, and then I shall have wings and antennae, there will never be a butterfly. The caterpillar must accept its own disappearance in its transformation. When the marvelous butterfly takes wing, nothing of the caterpillar remains." And that's the end of the quote. When the butterfly attains a new form, it leaves the ground and soars in the sky. When we can come into harmony with the highest vibrations of impersonal love, then the cells of our bodies remain, but partake in a different state of vibration. This fundamental reversal allows us to participate in a different universe that has always surrounded us but has not been consciously perceived. We are in our same material form, but the atoms respond to different vibrations, those that tend to unity and peace, not to division and discord. In order to follow the path of return to unity, we must want it more than anything else. I'm going to start this again, and Dario can do an edit and cut this out, okay? This fundamental reversal allows us to participate in a different universe that has always surrounded us, but has not been consciously perceived. We are in our same material form, but the atoms respond to different vibrations, those that tend to unity and peace, not to division and discord. In order to follow this path of return to unity, we must want it more than anything else. We must want it enough to give ourselves up. The goal of the Gnostic school of the Golden Rosy Cross is to help those who have taken this decision in following this process. And again, turning to the ancient wisdom, we see this confirmed again here from Lao Tzu. If you want to awaken all of humanity, then awaken all of yourself. If you want to eliminate the suffering in the world, then eliminate all that is dark and negative in yourself. Truly, the greatest gift you have to give is that of your own self-transformation.
Thank you for listening, and we hope you enjoyed it. If you wish to support us in reaching more people, like our posts, rate us with 5 stars on iTunes, leave a positive comment where you can, or share our content on your social media.